What were some of the main artistic or performance challenges for Sanaa?
I think it's a very epic piece of writing. It's a kind of this kind of writing that tries to work with the it has a very epic scope. And to translate that epic scope on stage with very strong, sometimes even violent scene. That for me is actually a tough one. I think, you know, it's hard to do violence on stage, just like it's hard to do sex on stage. Because if it becomes hyper real, then it's not theater. It becomes a different thing. And you know, it's really about riot. So a riot, how do you have how to create a few hundred people, not a few hundred lah, 50多个60个, 忘了多少个数字, 忘了全部, but it's really a lot of people who are involved in the in that, and then with only that number of actors on stage, seven actors on stage. I think that is something that is a huge challenge. And yet the writing is very naturalistic. So between naturalism and how to present things physically such that it is not naturalistic, then that transition, can it be done? I think we still haven't arrived there as a production. There's some point where it could have moved slightly more, but I don't think in that sense, we managed to sort out that issue. So I don't think we sort out. We sort out what we could there. So that would be what I would think. The choice here then, because it's spoken from the voice of seven people, so how then to see the big picture within the seven people becomes that the artistic way of trying to maneuver this thing. Yeah.
Another performance challenge that we have was the language. Because not all of us are native Hokkien speakers, so we have to learn Hokkien or Cantonese. And maybe some of us are not used to swearing. Yeah, we have to swear. But that's not that big a problem compared to the language. Yeah. And for myself, it's Hokkien, and then switching between languages, and of course, one thing that I think I have not done well, yet for that show is after learning all these different languages, and then how will this person that is from the '60s will speak these languages? For example, the Chinese that we speak nowadays. It might be different, and the English, because this character that I'm playing speak English, and according to our records, this person speak good English, but what is good English then might not be good English now. So I heard an audience feedback was that the English that I spoke on stage was not neutral enough, as neutral as it would be in the '60s. I don't know. Yeah, so.
We did, in our preliminary thing, we went through a lot of archives trying to find ordinary people speaking English in their tone. And we couldn't. So most of the recording we managed to get are politicians speaking. I've asked Kate to actually, and Shami to start doing it that early last year already. Which comes to this point where when you want to make this kind of work, especially when it's a period work, the authenticity is always a big issue. There was an audience who asked me, you know, I thought all would have probably spoken the same dialect. Yes and no. It really depends on where we hear, because when I was in my place, when I was growing up in the 60s, I've heard a few dialects all spoken at the same time. So that for me was natural. So in terms of authenticity, that bit is always a big struggle. What kind of Chinese? How is that Chinese being spoken? How much of the dialect tone to it, to the thing? I don't think we have sorted that out. Even performatively, not just display, I think across. I don't think Singapore, we have been able to sort out how a Cantonese and a Hokkien and a Teochew would have spoken your English differently. If you listen to both of us, we are more Cantonese. We have not been able to sort out that yet. But what we hear are very generalized. So we must all speak like the hello. That's not true. Again, it's different.